You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's another Tuesday. It's another Agri Tuesday, not Property Tuesday this week. And we're taking a look at something quite interesting. It seems researchers at the University of Pretoria have discovered new species of dung beetles. I'm joined on the line by PhD student and researcher at the University of Pretoria, Christian Descourt, to take a look at the discoveries that he's made as part of his research. Good evening, Christian. Thanks so much for taking the time. Take me through this discovery. Two new species? How did we get to this point?
Thanks for the opportunity. Yes, it's two different species. The first one I discovered actually while I was walking to school picking up my kids. Imagine that. So the school is just 1.5 kilometers from my house. So in the mornings I do work and research work for this PhD. And then I take a breather and go and get the kids. So I was walking there, the previous evening it was raining quite heavily, and as I was walking there I see this beetle amongst some ants. Now this is strange. Dung beetles, they don't eat dung. They just, what is it doing amongst these ants? So immediately I was triggered. I picked the thing up, I held it, got the kids, went back to my house, immediately had a look under the microscope, and boom, it's a new thing. It's amazing. You don't often get this feeling like that. This is new. This is never seen before. So for this species, I've unfortunately only got this one specimen. We know that it most probably lives in close association with ants, but what it actually does there, we don't know. Obviously, the ants will give it protection because they are, it's very aggressive ants. So it lives with these ants, and yeah, it lives in these nets and it's quite well protected. So the other species, this is Ontophagus prachtig. Prachtig is the Afrikaans word for beautiful. It's a species that I discovered when I went through some unidentified specimens in a museum. I saw the thing, I knew that it was undescribed. And then I figured that it is in a group where all the beetles, that all the species that lives in the, or that is in this group, eat millipedes. So I knew where this thing came from. So I asked a friend to be on the lookout for other specimens and asked him to check all millipede, dead millipedes, which he could find in the road. And boom, the next day he calls me, he says, I found this thing of yours. Now that's another, it just fits in perfectly. It was so nice. So he brought me the specimens. It's the same species. So, and I described that species as well. So yeah, that's where they came from.
Christian, there are over 500 species of dung beetle in South Africa alone. I mean, aside from discovering new species, which is phenomenal in itself, how do dung beetles kind of fit into the ecosystem that is wildlife and that is everything that you study?
Okay, so dung beetles, they are a relatively well-known group. So you've got butterflies, everybody knows butterflies. Dragonflies, a lot of people know dragonflies. Dung beetles, yes, there are a few specialists, and we know the group quite well. So, but the special thing about dung beetles is that they are soil engineers. So what do I mean with soil engineers? It means that they change the environment where they live in. So most dung beetles, yes, some live in ant nests, some live, eat millipedes, but the biggest number of dung beetles eat dung. So they go to a dung pad, they remove the dung by burying it underground. What are they doing when they bury this dung underground? They are eliminating the breeding ground for pests like bacteria, viruses, flies. So that's a good thing. Another good thing is they take the dung underground. So they immediately bring nutrients underground. This is nitrogen, all these stuff, all these elements that they take underground, which is necessary for plant growth, and they distribute it. It's not in one spot, it goes from all over the show. So it's immediately good for grass recovery. What they also do by digging holes into the soil, they loosen it up, and they open it up so that rainwater can more easily penetrate into the soil. So they also, by removing this dunk pad, they're taking when all these elements that are in the dung, it gets dissolved in the rainwater and it flow into natural river systems. And all these elements can cause algae blooms and are sometimes actually poisonous or bad for the river systems. So they stop this pollution. So without dung beetles, life on Earth would be completely different from what we know it today.
Christian, when you look at it from a farming perspective, can dung beetles enhance crop qualities, crop yields? I mean, you did mention that they are soil engineers. Can they be useful in the farming world over and above what we get from them in their natural kind of ecosystem?
Exactly. So what normally happens on farms is, or it used to happen these days, farmers are getting a bit more, they're becoming clever. When they spray ticksicides on the cattle, the older stuff was really bad. What I mean with this, it kills the ticks, but it gets absorbed into the animals. And the only way the animal can get rid of these chemicals is by excreting it in the dung. So these chemicals don't change a lot in this process of being absorbed and being excreted. So it is still very poisonous for dung beetles. So the dung beetles die. And what happens then is that when there are fewer and fewer dung beetles, you get on farms where there's all these, the whole farm is covered in white, dried out dung pads that just lay there. So what happens is, when there are no dung beetles to remove these, where the dung pad actually falls, nothing grows under it. It's 30 by 30 centimeters of grazing that you lose. But what also happens is that the rainwater dissolves the nutrients in the dung and it goes straight into the soil under the dung. What then happens is the grass absorbs all these high concentrations of nutrients and it becomes unpalatable for the cattle. So what it can happen is that you lose per dung pad about 1 square meter of grazing. Now imagine a cow can produce about 20 kilograms of dung per day. So you can lose about close to 20 square meters of grazing per day that you lose if you lose the dung beetles. So that is why we need to protect them, keep them in the environment so that they can remove the dung and keep the soil healthy.
Nature's soil engineers and pest control at the same time, keeping our environment healthy, but also being very good for farming. Dung beetles, what a surprise.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Christian. We'll leave the conversation there. It was a fantastic conversation. It's always good to get some insights around the things that make our world and our agricultural space turn. That was Christian Deschot, who is the PhD researcher and student at the University of Pretoria, who's discovered 2 new dung beetles to add to the more than 500 we have in South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.